Coach's Insight back to at Care 93.7. We talk ACCHS football. We're joined by the head coach. That is Alex Thornburg, presented by L&L Construction. Coach, another great one for you last week. Rivalry game, Moore Hill Mount Academy. You go on the road, you get the win, 54-10. Pretty dominant showing for your squad, and played really well the last couple of weeks since the lone loss to Rossville. But particularly with this Moore Hill game last week, how nice was it to see your team perform the way they did?
Yeah, it was awesome. And you know, first off, I want to give a huge credit to our offensive line. I don't think I've given them enough credit this year. We had 429 rushing yards this week, which in the 2 years that I've been here, that's the most we've had in a game. So a huge shout-out to those guys for doing a really nice job on Friday night. But, yeah, it was awesome. Kind of felt like, you know, it's just our kids had not been on that side of the rivalry before. You know, Moore Hill had really stuck it to us the last 4 years. So it was nice for our kids to, you know, get a chance to, you know, really stick it to them in the game.
And we've talked before about the success you guys have had running the football and giving a huge shout out there to the offensive line. Was that part of the game plan going in, was kind of the ground and pound mentality and really trying to stick it to them on the ground?
Yeah, and I think that's always kind of how we want to, you know, it's kind of our identity as a team is a run-first team. But really in the first quarter, they were giving us a look that honestly kind of shocked us. We thought we could really exploit it in the pass game. And we just missed a couple shots that we took in the first quarter. Kind of had a miscommunication between our quarterback and receiver and had an interception. But we did have, you know, two touchdowns in the first. Our first two scores were through the air, but after that, you know, we felt like we were really moving the ball well and controlling the line of scrimmage. And so, yeah, we went back to our run game, and it was awesome. It was huge for us all night.
You certainly want to be playing your best ball here towards the end of the season with the playoffs coming up just in a matter of weeks, and obviously a huge league game coming up here with league title implications this week with Jackson Heights. But just talking about the way your team is playing right now, you started 3-0, and then you kind of got stepped back a little bit with the loss to Rossville. But since then, two big wins against Pea Ridge and MHMA. You know, just coming back from that Rossville loss a few weeks ago, to see how your team's kind of responded since then, how would you kind of assess that notion?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, we talked about it a little bit 2 weeks ago in that Pleasant Ridge game. We just started slow, I thought. This week, you know, we came out fast and we came out excited. I thought our pregame on Friday night was the our guys just seemed like they were ready to play. And, you know, that was nice to see. But, you know, we talked to the guys after that Rossville game. You know, don't let one loss define your season. There's still three more district games to be played, three more league games to be played. You know, they've got aspirations of a league title, of making the playoffs and hosting a playoff game. So you can't let one game define your season. And I think our guys have done a nice job of week to week building on what they've done the week before and not being satisfied with the game the previous week.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to have that mentality and of just being satisfied despite a big win over MHMA. And still you've got a very good Silver Lake team in the final game of the regular season. But this week you're at home. It's Jackson Heights. League titles on the line. Both teams undefeated in league play. I would guess that the team's probably in the right mindset, ready to go for this week. But what's really the one thing or two that stands out about this Jackson Heights team, and what's going to make it very challenging to get a win this week?
Yeah, and, I mean, Jackson Heights, looking back through the last couple times we've played, they've taken the last three from us. And really, it hasn't even been all that close in those games. So our guys are excited to get a chance to kind of get one back on Jackson Heights. And we've had battles with them in basketball the last couple years. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's exciting for our guys to get a chance to play a team like Jackson Heights, who we didn't get to play last year, at a shot for the league title. So, you know, with Jackson Heights, you know, they're going to be really well coached. I think Coach Wick does an awesome job there. You know, they're very disciplined when they are in their wishbone stuff, when they, you know, they can spread you out as well. They've got some really good athletes. They're not quite as big as they have been in the past, but they've got some really nice athletes at quarterback, in their skill positions. So, it's going to be a tough game on Friday.
They certainly you see the score against Troy. They lost 32-0 last week to Troy, but, you know, being there and seeing that game, that score really wasn't indicative of how they actually played. They certainly had opportunities to give themselves a chance to win that game, but just had some key turnovers. Troy took advantage late first half on some short fields, but their defense played really well and for the most part shut down a Troy offense that was averaging about 50 points per game and held them in the low 30s. So they obviously have some playmakers, as you mentioned, but specifically what they do defensively, what challenges lie ahead for your offense trying to work against their defense?
Yeah, and like you said, that Troy game, you know, Jackson Heights was in it, and then I think it was three possessions in a row there that they had a turnover, and that's kind of where it got away from them. But defensively, they are really well coached. I think those guys do a fantastic job. The whole staff does a nice job over there at Heights. Can't say enough good things about them. But they're fast. They've got a nose for the ball. Their kids are physical. You know, they rally to the football. You don't get easy yards, and you don't get a lot of yards after contact on these guys. So, you know, we really need to control the line of scrimmage on Friday and get yards where we can. Because, I mean, like you said, that's a really good defense.
Line of scrimmage, you mentioned there, is going to be key. But what's another key or two and just kind of the expectations for this big one this week?
Yeah, you know, we say it every week, but turnovers. I believe we forced six turnovers on Friday against Mar Hill. We had three interceptions and three fumble recoveries. So we got to do a good job of limiting our turnovers and taking advantage of the ones that we force. And really just getting stops on defense. You know, watching the Jackson Heights game against Centralia from a couple weeks ago, Jackson Heights started that game with almost a 10.5-minute drive in the first quarter. And we saw something similar to that last year when we played Republic County. So we got to do a good job if we get these guys into a third and long or a fourth down, getting a stop and getting off the field. We cannot let them have these long, sustained drives because they're capable of, you know, controlling the ball for almost a whole quarter, you know, if you let them.
Jackson Heights at ACCHS this week. It's going to determine the Northeast Kansas League champ here in 2022. Tigers trying to repeat. Jackson Heights, although just 3-3, they are undefeated in league play. Chance for a league crown, and that will be decided on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Jackson Heights, and we'll talk to you again before the regular season finale next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Brandon.